The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Courtney from Auburn.
Hello, my friend.
Good morning.
Courtney, getting ready to go to work. She's a director of catering at a hotel.
Ooh, nice.
What's on the menu today?
Not much going on with 4th of July week, but just, you know, gearing up for future events.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five trivia questions are all about pop culture, Courtney. You get more right than Kennedy, win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, and Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Stranger Things Season 5 will have 8 movie-length episodes. Maya Hawke says they're basically making 8 movies, and it takes a long time to shoot because of the creator's attention to detail. Can we just get the end of the TV show?
The kids are 36 years old.
What is the alternate dimension in Stranger Things called?
The Upside Down.
I don't need 8 movies. I just need, like, the last 8 episodes. I mean, so we can move on with our lives.
I like that they're making the episodes like an hour and a half, but just don't take 4 years in between each season.
I don't need an hour and a half episode. 45 minutes.
I don't want it to end.
You don't want it to end?
Yeah, I love it.
Question number 2. This week back in 1954, Elvis was played on the radio for the very first time. Finish this famous Elvis lyric. You ain't nothing but a blank.
Hound dog.
Margot Robbie celebrating her 34th birthday today. She played Barbie in the Barbie movie. Which comedian played the lead executive at Mattel?
Will Ferrell.
Nelly threw Ashanti a surprise baby shower as they prepare to welcome their first child together. There were some celebrity guests in attendance, including this guy who did a song with Ashanti. Take a listen and then name him. What's his name?
Well, I feel like I should know it, but I don't.
Question number 5. Giselle Bundchen is enjoying the good life in Costa Rica with her kids and her jiu-jitsu instructor.
He's back.
What? I thought he was out the door.
I wouldn't leave Giselle that easily either.
Apparently, they are back together after the rumored split post the Brady roast. 2 of these are real jiu-jitsu moves, and one of them is made up by producer Dan. Which one is made up? The Peruvian necktie, the calf slicer, or the boa constrictor? Which one is made up?
I'm going to guess the calf slicer.
All right.
I have no idea.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Jiu-jitsu names are wild.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Courtney from Auburn, War Eagle, got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
I don't think it's that Auburn.
These are tough. Are you ready, Kennedy?
I am.
Stranger Things Season 5 will have 8 movie-length episodes.
What are they doing?
Why?
I don't know.
Give me 50 minutes at most, and then give me like a 90-minute series finale.
Yeah.
I don't need 8 movies.
It's going to take months.
Because I'm going to have to watch them all.
I'm here for it. I just don't like their time frame. Speed it up.
Maya Hawke says they're basically making 8 movies and it takes a long time to shoot because of the creator's attention to detail. What is the alternate dimension in Stranger Things called?
The Upside Down.
Tied at 1. This week in 1954, Elvis was played on the radio for the very first time. Finish the famous Elvis. This famous Elvis lyric. You ain't nothing but a blank.
Hound dog.
Little known story, Kennedy and I worked at the radio station where Elvis was first played.
And the first song was That's All Right, Mom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not back in his day, back in our day.
Back in my day!
It was like 2006.
We interviewed Elvis in 1963.
Tied to two. Question number three. Margot Robbie turns 34 today. She played Barbie in the Barbie movie. Which comedian played the lead executive at Mattel?
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Tied to three. Nelly threw Ashanti a surprise baby shower as they prepare to welcome their first child together. And there were some celebs in attendance, including this person who did a song with Ashanti. Take a listen to the song and then name him.
It's about trust, baby.
What's his name?
Fat Joe.
4-3. Question number five. Giselle Bundchen is enjoying the good life in Costa Rica with her kids. And the jiu-jitsu instructor's back.
All right.
Imagine that.
Good for them.
Two of these are real jiu-jitsu moves, and one of them is made up by producer Dan.
Oh, buddy.
Which one is made up? The Peruvian necktie, the calf slicer, or the boa constrictor? Which one is fake?
I feel like the first one is something mafia people do.
The Peruvian necktie?
I'm going to go with that one.
That's real.
The calf slicer, also real. The boa constrictor was the fake one.
That was the one I thought for sure was one.
That's a snake.
Dan fooled both of you.
Well, I was like, what chokes things?
Well done.
Four to three is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Courtney, you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. You have won yourself a $100 gift card courtesy of the OWN Network's hottest new series, Family Empire Houston, playing Fridays at 8. Set your DVR now. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Courtney from Auburn, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Marina from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, good morning.
Marina is driving to the train station to go to work, where she is an architect.
Very cool.
What's the last thing you architected?
I architected a single-family home in Cambridge most recently.
That is so cool, man.
How many square feet?
This building was about 3,000 square feet. Ooh. Nothing too big, but I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Wow. Must be cool to have a job with, like, blueprints. And then you, like, have a big table where you lay out all your plans.
I was into architecture when I was, like, in, I think, middle school or starting high school. I used to know all the terminology. You draw bushes on an architecture craft thing.
We got into different stuff in high school.
Da, 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 da. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Marina?
Got really into architecture. And
I did.
Why not both?
I will. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I used to carry graph paper, Dan.
I believe you.
Never!
I used to carry graph paper. I did. I loved it. All right. Kennedy is gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win the cash. Okay, Marina?
Okay.
Question number one. Usher received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the BET Awards on Sunday night. Who does the rap verse on his hit song, Yeah?
Ludacris.
While Randy Houser was performing in California the other night, some people thought a UFO streaked across the sky. What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
Lindsay Lohan turning 38 years old today. Can you name the 1998 movie where Lohan played identical twins, separated at birth and living on opposite sides of the Atlantic, who tried to reunite their parents at summer camp?
I love this movie, The Parent Trap.
This singer turns 41 today. Take a listen to her biggest hit and then name her.
Cause you're everywhere to me.
Name the artist.
I know the song. I don't know the artist for this one.
And question number five. Michael Phelps is ranked number one on People Magazine's list of the 15 greatest summer Olympians of all time. Name all four strokes used in Olympic swimming events.
Butterfly, backstroke, freestyle, breaststroke.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Marina.
Catch your mid-bite.
She's spicy.
What are you eating?
Spicy ramen.
Spicy ramen?
Yeah.
In the middle of the show.
Yeah, I always eat that during the show.
Not like while we're on the air, though.
Sure, I do all the time. 100%. You'll ask me, what are you eating when I go back there? I'm having yogurt, cottage cheese. It could be anything. Mm. I have to eat every few hours, buddy. Mm. I got to fuel this machine.
Sorry about that, Arnold.
I forgive you.
Marina got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Usher received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the BET Awards Sunday night. Who does the rap verse on Usher's hit song, Yeah?
Ludacris.
Tied at 1. While Randy Houser was performing in California the other night, he's a country singer, by the way, in case you don't know.
Thank you.
Some people thought a UFO streaked across the sky. What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
Did they ever find out what it was, Dan?
I do not think so.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Lindsay Lohan turns 38 today. Name the 1998 movie where Lohan played identical twins, separated at birth and living on opposite sides of the Atlantic, who tried to reunite their parents at summer camp.
Parent Trap.
Tied at 3. This singer turns 41 years old today. Take a listen to her biggest hit and then name her.
Cause you're
maybe less eating.
Maybe bite me. Avril Lavigne? It's not, is it?
Michelle Branch.
Michelle Branch.
Spicy
from the from the 603, Carson didn't notice you eat. That's because he's usually high.
I think that's vice versa, but you do you.
Tied at 3, question number 5. Michael Phelps is ranked number 1 on People Magazine's list of the 15 greatest summer Olympians of all time. Name all four strokes used in Olympic swimming events.
Okay, so we have freestyle, we have the backstroke, we have breaststroke, we have the butterfly.
That was fast.
That is correct.
I was a swimmer.
Yeah. Were you a good swimmer?
No. I was pretty average, but I swam for a long time. I swam through high school.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
I was a good swimmer, but I swam until like 8th grade. And then grades mattered.
I got tired of shaving my arms.
I was same, unaware bro. That you both swam competitively until right now. I've been here 11 years.
What was the name of your team? We were the Dolphins.
It depends on which one. We were the Barracudas when I was young. Mm-hmm. And then when I was on the like travel team, it was the CSAA. Can't remember.
I was the Daytona Beach Swim Association Dolphins. And I was the next Mark Spitz in 7th grade. All right, Marina. Kennedy gets a win with a 4-4 tie. Unfortunately, don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in and playing. And you have a great day architecting
today.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Marina from Nashua, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but
Kennedy, say hey to Lisa from Arlington.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Good morning.
Avery is in the car, 9 years old, and on her way to camp, Kennedy.
Okay. I love camp. Let's go.
Avery, can you say hi?
Hi.
What kind of camp are you going to, Avery?
I'm going to dance camp.
What's your favorite kind of dance?
I like back row. It's like gymnastics.
Oh, I've not heard of that kind before.
It's because we're not dancers.
No, they probably don't teach you how to dougie at dance camp.
I'm more of a running man kind of guy. Avery, ask them to teach you the running man at dance camp today, okay?
Ask them, yeah, ask them when you get there. Okay.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, ladies?
Avery, want to say it? Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is, in fact, a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready, Lisa?
We are ready.
Jamie Foxx says his medical emergency last year started with a bad headache, and before he knew it, he was gone for 20 days. He still won't say what happened, though. Jamie Foxx won an Oscar for portraying which blind musician?
Ray Charles.
Yesterday, Jason Tatum signed the biggest contract in NBA history to stay with the Celtics. He'll make $315 million over the next 5 years. Who's the mascot for the Celtics?
Oh, gosh. Lucky the Leprechaun?
Speaking of Lucky... Halsey's upcoming single, Lucky, samples this previous track of the same name. Take a listen and tell me who sang the original. Name the artist.
Britney Spears.
Underrated track.
I had some help from Post Malone, and Morgan Wallen has regained the top spot on the Hot 100. It overtook Please, Please, Please by which artist?
Sabrina Carpenter.
21 years ago today in 2003, Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines was released. The franchise is still putting out new movies. In the Terminator franchise, what is the name of the artificial intelligence network that gains self-awareness and tries to wipe out the human race?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Avery, do you know? We do not know that one.
That would be a wild pull if Avery knew.
Kennedy!
All right.
Not a fan of the Terminator movies.
Getting Kennedy back into the studio. Welcome back.
Hi.
Lisa and Avery got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, well done, friends.
Nice job. Woohoo! Nice job.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
I am.
Jamie Foxx says his medical emergency last year started with a bad headache, and before he knew it, he was, quote, gone for 20 days, although he still won't say what happened. Jamie Foxx won an Oscar for portraying which blind musician?
Ray Charles.
Tied at 1. Yesterday, Jason Tatum signed the biggest contract in NBA history to stay with the Celtics. He will make $315 million over the next 5 years. Who is the mascot of the Celtics?
Lucky.
Speaking of Lucky, Halsey's upcoming single, Lucky, samples this track of the same name. Take a listen and who sang this original, Kennedy.
Are you asking for the singer?
Yeah, who sings that?
Britney Spears.
Tied at 3.
Oh, come on.
I had some help by Post Malone, and Morgan Wallen has regained the top spot on the Hot 100. It overtook Please, Please, Please by which artist?
I don't know.
We play the song every 20 minutes.
You can say that, but I don't listen. I walk in.
Her name is Sabrina Carpenter.
You're not a carpenter.
I'm absolutely. I don't know what to tell you.
4-3 for Lisa. Going to the final question. 21 years ago today in 2003, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines was released. The franchise is still putting out new movies. in the franchise, what is the name of the artificial intelligence network that gains self-awareness and tries to wipe out the human race?
Skynet.
It is Skynet.
Oh.
That was a close one, girl.
Kennedy, well done. Lisa and Avery, unfortunately, with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. However, you are not leaving empty-handed. You have just won yourself four tickets to see Alanis Morissette in concert July 9th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Yay!
Yay! That's awesome!
And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Lisa and Avery from Arlington, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Have fun at dance camp. Yes. Bob, block, and drop
we
it.
Tried.
Running man.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.